WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let's be real, sometimes life can feel like a spinning top, exhilarating one minute, about to crash the next. And you know what? We don't have to navigate that craziness alone. Today we're diving deep into something seriously important. Building a support network for your mental health, and guess what? It's all about setting those boundaries. You see, having people who get you, who hold space for you, who celebrate your wins and help you through the tough times. That's a game changer. Ever felt like you were carrying all the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like you just needed someone to say, "Hey, I'm here. Let me help." Yeah, we've all been there. But building that support network takes work. It requires vulnerability, intentionality, and yes, even a little bit of boundary setting magic. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unlock the secrets to creating a tribe that empowers you to thrive. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we build our support squad. 1. Start with yourself. Seriously, before you can pour into others, you gotta fill your own cup first. This means prioritizing self-care, knowing your limits, and embracing those boundaries like they're your best friend. Imagine a beautiful garden. You wouldn't expect it to flourish without tending to the soil, right? Same goes for your mental well-being. 2. Quality over quantity. You don't need a million friends on social media to feel supported. Focus on cultivating genuine connections with people who truly see and appreciate you. Think about those individuals who consistently lift you up, offer honest feedback, and celebrate your wins. Those are the gems. Remember, sometimes a small circle of truly supportive people can be more valuable than a huge network of acquaintances. 3. Be open to different types of support. We're not talking just about emotional support here, although that's super important. Think practical help too. Maybe it's a friend who's always there to lend an ear, a family member who can babysit when you need a break, or even a mentor who guides you professionally. Embrace the diversity of support available. 4. Communicate clearly. This one's a game changer. Don't be afraid to express your needs and expectations within your relationships. Let people know what kind of support you're looking for, whether it's someone to vent to, a sounding board for ideas, or simply a shoulder to cry on. Remember, healthy relationships are built on open communication. 5. Set boundaries. This is crucial. Just like you wouldn't let anyone walk all over your physical space, you need to protect your emotional energy too. Learn to say no when necessary. Prioritize self-care, and don't be afraid to step back from relationships that drain you more than they nourish you. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for maintaining your well-being. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling a demanding job, parenting 2 little ones, and trying to squeeze in some me time. She feels overwhelmed and starts isolating herself, thinking she has to handle everything on her own. Then, something shifts. She reaches out to an old friend, joins a support group for working moms, and even confides in her therapist about what's going on. Suddenly, Sarah realizes she's not alone. She finds strength in sharing her experiences, gets valuable advice from others who understand her struggles, and learns new coping mechanisms. Her circle of support grows, lifting her spirits and empowering her to navigate the chaos with more grace and resilience. See? It's not about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about showing up for yourself, connecting with others who get you, and building a support network that helps you thrive. Remember, seeking help isn't a weakness, it's a sign of strength. So, my friends, I challenge you today to take a small step towards building your own tribe of supporters. Reach out to someone you trust, join a group or online forum related to your interests, or even simply make an effort to connect with people in your community. You deserve a village cheering you on. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's create a world where seeking support is the norm, not the exception. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep setting those boundaries. Peace out, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.